Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 46. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the greatest command, or the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word. Nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the reading this morning, we hear about God's righteousness and also his mercy. His righteousness, the law, is the holy will of God for us to live as children of God. We find the mercy of God in the gospel, the good news of forgiveness of our sins. Because none of us have perfectly fulfilled the law, Christ died on the cross to pay the price for our sins and to save us. And also, our text is the story of yet another attempt to deceive Jesus by words. One of the Pharisees asked, "Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law?" It's a non-surprising question coming from a teacher of the law, right? Which of the commandments is most important? Don't steal, do not kill, do not speak ill of your neighbor, to be faithful to your spouse. You see, they wanted to catch Jesus, yes, but they also wanted to boast about whatever commandment that he chose. You see, "I've done this, of course, so I am more righteous than the others here. I'm more righteous than you." And so Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now, if you remember from your confirmation class, well, then you probably remember your pastor talking about the two tables of the law. Right, the first three commandments speak about our relationship with God. The last seven speak of our relationships with the people around us. One is vertical, and the other is horizontal. Now, this division did not originate with Jesus. And if that statement surprises you, then you haven't really paid attention all that closely to Jesus. He frequently quotes the Old Testament. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Well, that's Deuteronomy 6. Also, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," Leviticus 19. So, love God and love your neighbor. And love, in this sense, is not a feeling in the heart that one might feel toward someone else. The Bible speaks of love as an attitude, as an orientation. What is most important in your life? God and your neighbor should be. It doesn't matter if I'm angry at my neighbor because he has wronged me. Never mind that God sometimes seems so far away that you can't feel his presence and therefore can't feel a love for God. Right? Of course, God is always present. He is always with us in spite of our feelings. The love of God and our neighbor, well, it's an obligation. It is a law. And no one can command a feeling. The feeling comes from the heart at a certain moment, right? And it doesn't last forever. It explodes one moment, and it withers the next. But the love which the Bible speaks of is not an emotion. It is an attitude expressed in actions. And the law is totally about love. Don't believe me? Ask Moses. Ask Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. So what's the problem? Well, for starters, none of us have always put God first in our lives. None of us have always loved our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus answered them in this way to show them that they had not loved God and their neighbors well. Their supposed good deeds did not matter. Game over. The end. Right? Well, not so fast. Jesus poses a question to the Pharisees. What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? Now, Christ, you know this. Well, it's a Greek word that can be translated in English as the promised one. It's a translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. So the question was, who will be the Christ? Who's the promised one? According to the prophecy of the Old Testament, the Messiah would be a descendant of King David. And so the Pharisees respond, well, the son of David. Jesus answers with a quote from Psalm 110. How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord? Saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David calls him Lord, well then how is he his son? Psalm 110 is a messianic prophecy of David, as we heard so eloquently on Wednesday. How could David call the Messiah his Lord, that is, his God and his son? No one could answer him a word because they did not like the answer. Who is the Son of God and a descendant of David? Jesus Christ. Jesus being the proper name, Christ being his title, meaning the Messiah. And here we could have quite an extensive explanation of the two natures of Christ. But I think that HR would probably be upset over the length of the sermon. And suffice it to say that Jesus Christ is truly God and truly man. And yet there are not two Christs, but one, equal to the Father in respect to his divinity, and equal to you in respect to his humanity, composed of a rational soul and flesh. And in that flesh, he fulfilled the law perfectly in your place. And though tempted in the same way as you, he did not give in. And thus he suffered. He suffered not for himself, but for you. He died for you and was buried for you. Likewise, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the Father's right hand for you. And on the last day, he will come for you. That is his promise. And it's your confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jacob Scott, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.